I don't get to open much. I generally get to close stuff. So it's good that tonight is a closing ceremony because I don't want to break with tradition. This has been a long time in coming. There are some here who'd say it's been 25 years in coming. And certainly I know from the years that I spent on the committee of the Trinity News Residents Association, we campaigned, and particularly led over there by Penny Innes for many years, the campaign to get this closure made and made permanent. And it's great to be here today to see what a fantastic job has been done. We're standing on York stone, the quality of materials used has been really high. This is something that's going to last. It's permeable, it's been designed for drainage, you know, it's not some quick thing that will just put the bricks away. A lot of people have put a lot of time into making this come to fruition. Obviously the Tunra Committee, I remember as a local, before I was a local councillor, going to meet with officers, with my now colleague Lorraine Zaletta, to talk about what we really needed to achieve here. And 4 years later, it's finally here and I'm really pleased. But we've had a lot of help from Cleaner, Greener, Safer money awarded by local councillors. We've had the ceaseless efforts of Tunra, Chadwick, and support from the Lawson Estate as well, so all the local residents of all kinds of tenures supporting this closure. We had support from developers through Section 106 money that helped add into the total, and we've had money from TfL who provided money so that the original 40,000 bid for by Tunra transformed into a scheme costing over four times that much, and it really shows I think tonight. I'm not going to talk for too long because I know my colleague Lorraine would like to say a quick word in a second as a ward councillor. But thank you all for coming. I think this is fantastic. Thank you to everyone who took part in getting this to happen here. I think it's fantastic, and thank you very much for coming.
Well, again, may I say thank you to all of you for coming, and thank you to all of you being so constant in the campaign to make this happen. I remember when I lived on the corner of Trinity Church Square and Swan Street, that every day there were accidents coming along here as the cars came through, people got hurt. It was really, really awful. And people have been campaigning for years before I moved, and it's come to now before we've actually made this happen. So I would also like to say thank you to everybody who's played any part in this at all, and obviously the council has given us the funds through the Cleaner, Greener, Safer programme, which has funded this. Max has been the project manager. I don't know if he's around somewhere. Seems to have disappeared. He
wasn't. Oh.
Hi, Max. Well, he's certainly
he's hiding.
But it's really great to be here to celebrate that we're finally this closure, and something which is really well done and is increasing the community open space here. So thank you everybody for your support, and I hope that you enjoy this and that it's finally.
Thank you.